That was the Toy Dolls, series one, episode one of The Tube, which was a music show that was made in Newcastle in the 1980s. I think it was 1982, possibly, maybe even earlier than that. I should have looked that up, really. Freedom Warrior, welcome to the room, mate. Feel free to call in. I'm just chilling out, really. I've been talking to the guy, one of the guys who the guy who's in charge of producing that show this afternoon, which is why I'm on the tube and the talk.
All right.
Hi, mate. Let me turn my volume down a bit, otherwise I'll end up feeding back. There we go.
All
Yeah, how are you doing?
right.
You've been working all weekend, have you?
Yeah, and it was quite a quiet week, so went pretty well. And I always have my weekends on Sunday night because they were not allowed to be open on Monday and Tuesday. But that will change next month, I believe. So, yeah, it was good. So now I can relax and have some time to join the show or to listen to somebody.
Yeah, it's fine, man. Yeah, I'm just having a chilled out night, so all I was really going to do was watch a bit of The Tube. So I'm probably not going to publish anything. I'm just going to work my way through season one, episode one, because it's a long time ago. It's 40 years ago, this thing.
40 years. Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah,
It
my
is
mate
quite
who died
long ago.
was one of the producers on this show.
All right, and
So I was doing an interview with a guy who produced it this afternoon. So this is where my head is. It's always everything I do on Podbean is just where my head is on that day. It's not really consistent enough to be called a show, really.
Yeah, well, I do a little bit similar. I'm not going to spend a huge amount of time to look for articles. I do it, practically 30, 35 minutes before the show. I check something and what I feel, what I resonate with, that's what I go with. And sometimes I forget one or two articles or when I'm tired or but yeah, it's so I'd also yeah, a lot of the same topics you'll see, but generally, I'm not look too much. I don't. I also do a little bit what I feel, what I need to pick.
Yeah, that's how I was doing the Saturday show that I do. So I could be watching anything on Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon, but you can guarantee the video that I played on the radio show was the one that I was watching at 3:30, and the show starts at 4 o'clock. So it's literally just working back from 3:30.
All right. Yeah, but you do a lot. You do a lot, and I was still looking for to start an own radio station, and I'm not so good with the technical side of it, but I've looked to one or two, and yeah, some is more, one is more expensive, one is more is cheaper, but has less options. I found a really good one, but that became very technical what you could do, and then you have to be a little bit of a pro, a little bit in terms of making radios. With a lot of extra options that you could do technically. You could really work on the voice and and edit all the recordings. And yeah, that's not yet my expertise. So,
No, I'm
yeah,
not
I
quite
don't.
there yet. I can copy paste, but that's about my limit as far as editing is concerned.
Yeah, I was
No.
teaching myself a little bit more a couple of months ago, and I did learn one or two tricks more, but not yet near anything professional.
No, do you use a laptop or do you mostly use your phone?
I use my laptop, but the problem is I noticed that the quality is pretty poor, the sound quality, and so the last shows I did pre-recorded because of my voice recorder. I'm right on top of it, and it picks up a lot of no good noise, and the live shows were just yeah. The last few weeks, there's not many people that most people came and went, so it didn't matter. I still have a few downloaders, so that's all right. But yeah, the laptop quality is not so good. So, and I'm also have to invest in a little better audio quality and a mixer, actually.
Yeah, I bought a cheap mixer from China, but it just doesn't work. I couldn't get it to work. I'm sure it does if you put the right thing into the right place in the right order, but I couldn't get it to work.
That sums up the whole idea of buying from China. Like, it's unbelievable. It's always breaks quickly or, I don't know. But I've seen some good ones I can get here in Netherlands for a pretty good price, and like three or four channels on it where you can plug in the noise. And so, I would like to try and learn a bit that, because I really want to get better. And I'm now also doing on other platforms. Every day I do recording, voice recording, in the morning and in the evening, just to get better and to find new ways and just to try. And it's very freeing, because it has to be about nothing. It's just do whatever, say whatever. It's just practice anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's what I do on a Saturday. That's why I do the Saturday morning show. I just do it as a warm up, so it can either be a technical rehearsal, or it can be running through the material that I'm going to use on the afternoon, or it can just be me gibbering on about nothing, just to get my voice warmed up.
Yeah, that's a good way, and it freed me a lot. Like, sometimes you think, what am I going to talk about? Doesn't matter. If you talk about, I was talking about placing a bet online and drinking a coffee. It's complete nonsense, but it doesn't matter. It's about practicing. It's about getting the lines right. I call it also phrasing. It's like music almost. If you want to talk specifically and well, the phrasing has to be good too. So you have to understand the words and learn how to bend it. I really love that as well in terms of recording.
Yeah, voice tone's a key thing. You can pass on more than just the words, trust me. You pass on a whole lot of consciousness with the voice tone and the way you are, and you're passing on your state of being to somebody.
Yeah, exactly. It goes quite far, but it's also in a way a little bit, if you do it consciously and aware, an art form almost, like the great composers knew how to do things and the great speakers. And I always had this gift. I was, as a young child, I could talk very quickly. It was the first thing I did. I was very, very able to talk at a very young age, very fast. So, and somehow in my life, I always unconsciously came in contact with recording devices, video or audio. And it only struck me like a couple of months ago, like, hey, this is probably what I was supposed to do, because it keep coming back and I never really asked for it. And I do feel an attraction to it.
Yeah, I've always been attracted to voice recording. My mother's uncle gave me a 4-track reel-to-reel when I was about 8 years old probably. And I used to just record me turning the taps on and off in the bathroom and banging pots and pans and shit like that.
Yeah, but that's fascinating. If you understand the context, if you tell it to someone who's not interested, they probably say, oh, this is a strange guy. But if you understand the fascination for sound and recording, and then it makes sense. Like, yeah, why not? I mean, there's something, I don't know, there's something magical about recording. If I have a recorder, and somehow, even if nobody listens, it feels magical at the moment you do it. At least I have that.
Yeah, I had that yesterday. I did the show yesterday. It was two separate topics, and I was struggling to find a link. So it was eugenics and Joni Mitchell were my two topics. And I really couldn't find a link. So I just I just played the videos that I had, and then I was talking. I had about 20 minutes to go, and another video popped up on the list on the side on YouTube. And I thought, I hadn't listened to it. I'd listened to all the others. I hadn't listened to this one, but it was exactly the right length for the show. So I just thought, I'll play it. And if there's music in there, I'll just skip it. So I played it, and it turned out she was talking about genocide in Ethiopia. So it was exactly the right video to link those two topics together.
Ah, yeah, that's great. That's so, I guess that's also the luck you attract then, if you're really into it.
Well, I attracted, and Google's algorithm must have already logged what she was saying, I would imagine.
Yeah, that so could also be. Yeah.
Yeah, if they were, if they were tracking me playing a video about eugenics, and then going through their database for, and then did they know that I'm playing, because I was playing it live, so they know I'm playing Joni Mitchell videos, and I've just played a eugenics video. So if they've already like transcribed all the stuff in the videos, if you put Joni Mitchell and eugenics together, there's probably only one video that exists that'll come up with that topic in it.
Yeah. Okay, that's probably also true. Yeah, for sure.
But I'm going to take it as synchronicity. I'm taking it as a message from God until I'm told otherwise.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sure. Makes sense. I mean, you gotta also put the favor into your own mind, I suppose. You know.
Like absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It was great fun, though, and I was amazed. I was absolutely amazed yesterday afternoon when that it did, because it didn't register that that's what was happening until after I'd finished the show. But that's definitely what was happening. It linked the two topics together, and the two most disparate topics you could possibly imagine. Because I like to play with stuff like that. I like to play with the most obscure things, like put the most unlikely things together and see what happens. Cool. And it makes it fun. Makes it more fun than just talking. If you can pick a couple of random topics and then find a way to bring them together, for me it makes it much more fun.
Yeah, of course. There's a challenge there. There's like the grasping of your own mind and the challenge, and like, hey, how am I gonna ever possibly gonna get this connected? It's a little bit, I guess, the fun someone has who's a technical guy who likes to, you know, a mechanic who likes to find also these kind of links, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, it took me 2.5 days, 3 days nearly of thinking about it to work out what the videos I was going to play, and then the one that actually links it together was random. So there's only so much planning you can do, but I'd literally planned out the show enough that if there was a link there, it would be the natural next thing.
Yeah, that's a pretty good, interesting way to do it, and to challenge yourself and make it more fun, because a lot of things become, of course, very plain, very boring if you repeat it.
Yeah, so that's the kind of way I'm doing it at the moment. Rather than just talking, I think the combination of me plus two random topics, it just makes it like almost anything can happen from there. So I'm quite happy with that kind of way of doing things. And it fits the style of the show. It's supposed to be a spontaneous type of show. Even though I'm planning it in advance, there's still everything I'm saying is unscripted. It's just off the cuff.
Yeah, that's good, but that's your style. That's nice, you know. You do eventually. I think also that's the only way things can work, if it's truly you who is doing it, and then people will feel it also. So okay, this is the real thing. It's not somebody trying to be a podcaster or something. And that I have with a lot of people from our group. You can say, okay, these people are the real thing. They're not wanting to be a DJ per se or somebody, but they do it really because they have a concern or really a liking to it.
Yeah, it is authentic with the folks on here. It's authentic to what they're doing.
Yeah, that I liked. And also what I noticed, I don't know exactly how, but when I was on Podbean, all these people from Eric, from Eric Kirk, who helped me a lot and also put a lot of great advices and tips to listen to, and I did. And I know a lot of the people of that group that used to come sometimes to the show, I don't see them anymore. I mean, I'm not angry or mad. I don't know what the situation is, but I just found that strange. But I found my own group, so with you guys, so let's all go good. But I don't know what happened. I don't know if they, or maybe they still listen. I don't know. I have no clue, but it was just,
people come in and out, I think, all the time. It took me a year before I did my first show. I had a subscription for a year, and I signed up. I took a look for 3 or 4 days. I couldn't work out what to do with it the first time I looked at it. But I'd already signed up for a year because I was being enthusiastic. And so the subscription literally just sat there for 12 months. And then I went, oh, shit, it's going to run out. I better make sure there's nothing there that I can do. And I sat with it for a couple of weeks, did a couple of trial runs or whatever. Still was a bit iffy about it. But then I started to get a rhythm to it. And I started to see the potential in Podbean's got huge potential, man. Absolutely enormous potential.
Yeah, it's also great that it's so free in a way. I haven't seen them, censoring things. I mean, I've heard some people were said they were shadow banned and all that, but that could be. But generally, you can say pretty much what you want still. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I'm careful about is music, because I've got an audience on Spotify, because a guy I know from this area that I used to know about 5 or 6 years ago moved to Berlin, and I spoke to him last night, and he's been listening on Spotify with a couple of his friends over there, so I know now where my downloads on Spotify are coming from.
Ah, right.
So I've tracked that bit of the audience down.
Yeah, but Spotify, that could be a problem if you start to play some famous tunes. Ah.
You just can't do it. They'll ban you straight away.
Yeah, okay, I understand. They own the rights, I suppose, to a big extent.
And plus, they've got an app called The Green Room, which I was beta testing a couple of months ago, and it's okay. It's a nice app. It's mostly sports programs and music programs, as you'd expect over there. Mm-hmm. But it's quite similar to the way Podbean functions.
Yeah, but you can also do live shows there on Spotify.
Yeah, you can do live shows on the Green Room app.
Ah, okay.
So that, again, is another place to practice.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good idea, because I was never actually looking for live shows. I just went from SoundCloud, and then I found Podbean, and then I was still doing pre-recorded shows. And then I saw, hey, there's a live option, and I just first thought, oh, it's a joke. So I just did that one or two times. And then I started doing it, and then I said, hey, there's people coming in, people want to call in, and, oh, this is new. So I had to get a little bit accustomed to it. And then after a while, pretty soon, Eric came on, and he was saying, hey, I got a good show, and he was helping me and promoting me. And then I really got into it, because if he probably wouldn't have shown up, I would have never gone on with doing live shows.
Yeah, Eric jumped in and helped me the first couple of times I was on as well. And he actually told me to get in touch with you. He pointed me in the direction of your show.
Yeah, and I think similar also, I think he told me about your show, many others, and I enjoyed listening to them as well. It's just too many to follow. So I don't know how he does it. He's on it the whole day, I suppose. But he did a lot of good work for many people.
Yeah, I think he's part of the reason it's working. It's obviously the old man's podcast part of the reason it's working as well. And everybody who's regular, I've still got to find a regular slot. I think probably the 8 o'clock in the morning slot might be one of the places that I end up being. 8 o'clock my time.
Yeah, that's I think an hour difference here with the Netherlands. I do South Osman was usually on 8 o'clock here when I woke up, like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. I used to see, hey, his show was on.
Yeah, he hasn't been on the last week or so, and Axiom was on for a while at 8 o'clock. but he hasn't been on for a while either, so I don't know whether they're going to end up doing shows again, but if they don't, I'll jump onto that slot.
Yeah, we have to find out, because it would be cool to keep those shows a little bit alive, and that's why I actually wanted to get this this station. I'm still looking at it, but yeah, the technical sides cost me a bit time to figure that out, but the options, some of the options I saw look pretty good.
Yeah, the station that I set up is on radio.co, which is a little bit more expensive, but they do automated marketing onto Twitter and Facebook for you.
Uh-huh. So yeah, Facebook I don't have, but
Twitter I get people from. That's the only one I've got set up. But I do get an audience from there. And obviously it's costing me a bit more money, but it means I don't have to constantly post tweets about the new shows and what have you.
Yeah, that's the main part, the whole marketing of it. I mean, you can attract people quite quickly, but it's more, yeah. And then the aspect, if you really want to earn from it, you must have some real loyal people who love what you're doing.
Yeah, I haven't really put any advertising or any affiliate products or anything on there. At the moment, it's just stuff that I like that's on YouTube, stuff that I borrowed off YouTube and some of my old shows.
Yeah, because this is also what I thought, like, in terms of, if you all the time think in terms of being a podcaster, there's already so much out there. So that's why I also changed my mind to say, no, I want to be a what I call a recording artist. I'm working with recordings, so I take a different point of view now from the whole podcasting idea to being a recording artist, recording stuff, getting good with your words, with your phrasing, with learning how to interview people and steering things the right way. That's also a little bit of an art.
Yeah, there's a skill to it. There's a skill to all of these things. It just takes practice. I mean, I'm used to running philosophy groups or like co-hosting philosophy groups. So I can kind of gauge where a group's going, and I'm used to doing that, but in a room rather than online. I used to do it years ago online in Yahoo chat. This is going back to the late 1990s, Yahoo voice chat. I used to do Sunday night meditations, and I was literally typing the meditation out with a group in the room of 20 people sometimes, and then they would type feedback at the end of it. So I was doing it as a voice, sometimes as a voice thing, but mostly just I didn't have the technology. All I had was, like, it was running on a 14.4 baud modem at the time, so there wasn't really much capacity for sound even.
Sounds like you're talking about the 70s.
it's a long time ago. We're literally talking about 25 years ago.
Yeah, true. That's, yeah. You forget, yeah.
Jeez. I'm good, man. Man Cave Sound, I'm good. Welcome, Sean. Welcome, Dark Bear. I don't know who's still here.
I haven't checked.
Man Cave and Sean are still here.
Ah. Well, nice. Good to see them.
Yeah, so, I mean, we could open this up. If you want to call in, you're welcome to call in. Either of you, we're just having a conversation. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I follow you on Mixcloud. I'm testing it for live streaming stuff. Hi, Sean. Welcome. We're not really talking big, heavy topics. We're just kind of gibbering on a little bit because it's Sunday and we don't. It's just a conversation. No, there's no politics here.
No heavy topics at all today.
No, we're just talking.
Wow. I was ready to go all in on some symbols and stuff, but if you want to switch gears, I understand completely. Hey, well, how is everybody? What's up, Man Cave, Freedom Warrior, and Radio Project? Thank you for having me on this program on this lovely sunny day in the United States of America, in the state of Virginia. It's good to see you guys.
Yeah. Welcome, man. Thanks for joining.
Yeah, good to see you again specifically, sir. What's going on?
My weekend started because I work always from Wednesday till Sunday. So now it's my weekend, Sunday night here. And I was just talking in the app with Mr. Radio Project. And I was asking, is anybody doing a show? And then he jumped on. I said, okay, I'll join you because, you know, I'm free now. I got time to spend some time to chat. So, and it's good not to be always involved in the heavy political stuff. Sometimes it's good to just have a chat.
Yeah, I get it. Everybody wants to kind of let their hair down a little bit, you know, kind of relax. You can't stay in fight or flight permanently. It's not good for you.
No, exactly. And I'm getting a bit overwhelmed. There's too much news from both sides, whether it's mainstream or alternative. So I just pick some of it, and then I try to stay in my positive energy.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know what they say, no news is good news. So here we are.
Yeah, for sure. And how is it over there? What is your situation now?
You know, it is what it is. I'm preparing. I'm going to be going out and enjoying some of this warm weather as we start to approach the fall, autumn season, so I can hopefully grab some sun rays and get a good workout. I'm going to try to shake some of the cobwebs and get lifted up to prepare for my program tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. Not a plug, but if you guys want to stop by, same thing. Probably no serious topics tonight. Just kind of powwow. If anybody, recollect. If anybody has anything that insights from the week, any cool stories, any mishaps, any wacky stuff, you know. Maybe if you met a girl or I don't know what. But any heads up for the week ahead, that kind of thing. Yeah, a little a toast here and there, maybe a smoke and some music.
Yeah, that's
great,
good.
Great to be here with some real men. With some toxic masculinity up here. This is nice.
You got to keep it cozy.
Yeah, man. If I had a beard like the one that you have in there, that's thick, I would probably scare the hell out of myself because it'd be me and then my extra entity, the beard. That's solid. Where's the man?
Yeah, so you're... We're preparing for the show. Well, that's good. Do you have a lot of people coming to your show?
Yeah. I have a feeling like if I was more serious about it, I think I could climb into the top 20, top 10. I think. I don't know. Actually, last weekend I got super pumped up because I got blessed in the morning with a live set from Man Cave down below. If he's still here, I know he comes and goes pretty quick. But he knows that I prefer house music over drum and bass, which is like kind of his forte, although he's not limited to that. And he put on like a mini set for me that morning, and I went from there to work. It was brilliant. It was brilliant, supercharged for the rest of the day.
Oh, that's all you need.
Yeah. Actually, last night I did a good live. I actually did it off Wi-Fi from a Burger King, and it was great. I had people from all around the world, and I showcased different style musics from New York, and performed a little bit of live freestyle hip hop myself. And it was a blast. Had quite a handful of people. Yeah, I think the most I've ever had, honestly, was like probably 15 or 17, and then I got so nervous I couldn't look at the screen. Like, oh, shit, like all of a sudden the buttons weren't working, and I'm like, oh, my hand's shaking. The pressure on the show business.
It sounds great just to use the Wi-Fi from McDonald's and then to do a show and to reach so many people. That's great.
It was it was hilarious. And I guess the police state and the local Gestapo stayed home for, I guess they had the evening off because nobody messed with me, and it was all smiles for the evening.
No, that's good. That's very good. I've done shows all from every cafe in Newcastle over the last 3 years, I think.
Oh, that's way cool.
Yeah, and if you have like a headset or something, they don't think you're, they don't even know you're doing a show or something. They just think you're chatting with someone on the phone. That is also something.
Yeah, for sure. Yesterday morning, I've been doing this talk the power walk. It's where, you know, you walk the talk, talk the walk. Yeah, I'm at work delivering door-to-door flyers for 4 hours of part-time work. And I do it with a weight vest, and I chit chat with people. I can't see the text because I'm probably walking at like 3, 4, 5 miles an hour, just killing it. But it's like a 2 or 4 hour power walk. And you don't have to walk with me, but you can dance or be goofy or clean the house or whatever. But that's kind of the motivation. I like to do that early Saturday morning. It's a good 4 hour walk.
Yeah, that's good. I'm also a walker, but if I'm free, I have the tendency to sit a lot. So I really, and I have a very active friend who also tells me, go out. Why aren't you not going out? Take a 6 hour walk. 6 hours, man. How am I supposed to? I do walk a lot, but at the most, maybe 2 hours. But he's always saying, you got to go out. You got to walk. Yeah. Okay. So it's a good thing to take people on for a walk. I mean, generally, I'm already a walker, but on my free days, I need to work a little bit on it.
Yeah. All right. We're sharing. I actually, this season swimming, I only typically do it during the summer, but I was able to start off on probably 100%, 4 times better kick. Like, I actually had to develop to freestyle kick on the very first day based on just walking 5 days a week for work. Also, maybe 2 weeks ago, I ran I think it was 18 miles guesstimate, and that was without maintaining running. Again, that was just from delivering flyers 5 days a week at work. Now, it wasn't like the fastest time ever, but like to be able to maintain leg strength and to even like just from walking, I'm like, so I guess that could be really an encouragement for everybody to get started no matter what fitness or level you're at. Around the world, if you ever hear this. So, and you get the therapeutic, it's a very therapeutic, I say that right, and the benefits, and then other people get to see you walk around without a mask, and you get to, you know, show the world what it could be like again, you know, I don't know. So, there it is.
Ta-da. That's a good thing. Yeah. It's a very good thing. All these things help, you know. If it's just a walk, they know. And like I mentioned also on my show a couple of times that in Japan they call you have to go into the forest. They call it wood baths. You know, going in for 30 minutes, it's so good for you. The smells, the reconnection with the brain, with nature, and that all ties in. So taking a walk is not just taking a walk. There's so much happening. So I'm very always learning a lot lately. The last months, like, how this really connects, and that it's not just what it is, it's much more. So it's a good thing you do that.
Yeah, you really hit the nail on the head with that one. There's so much more happening. And then I wonder, I know you didn't want to get deep today, but I bet you there's so much more happening than even beyond that we don't even realize. Like maybe even a spiritual level.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of thought maybe on a comedic level. What about the animals that are witnessing us in our phone trances? I wonder, just like we're getting back to nature for our health and well-being and peace of mind. What if the animals are like, hey, guys, can you put the phones down for a second and come back over here? And I don't know. It's just walk around. Yeah. What if the animals are like thrown off and miss us too? They're like, hey, come back.
Yeah.
Reality.
Yeah, that would be a good idea, because we are also animals, but we've forgotten.
Some more than others, let me tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be good. I mean, getting a little bit I mean, I don't know. I have no clue how they look at us, and they know a lot more because it's always fascinating. I was a big Killer Whale fan, you know, and sometimes you see these amazing stories that there was some story in Canada where there was a lost whale from his spot. He was always swimming there, and the people were very kind to him, and they got to know him, the fishermen. And one day the fishermen couldn't find their way back to the bay, and he happens to swim there, this killer whale, and he guides them. No matter how he knew that they were in trouble, that they couldn't find their way back, we don't know, but he guided them all the way back to the harbor. So that makes you think, what do they know sometimes or feel more than that we think? So that's a little bit reminded me what you just said as a joke, but, you know, what could they possibly see and feel more than what we could ever imagine?
Yeah, that's quite the whale tale, my friend.
There's lots of those tales. But,
that is amazing, though, right? That is pretty cool.
How they know? It's incredible. I read books about spirituality where they say everything is connected, so that must probably then be the answer. But we don't know until we know.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Maybe some are just not obstructed by the mind. The animals, they just feel and live and do what they're, you know, born to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe I always thought they're probably entrusted with a little bit more, you know? I mean, think about it. If you and I try to live in the wilderness for any, I don't know about you. Let me just speak for myself. Maybe you're like a John Rambo rugged type, but I guess I'm a guy from the 90s. If I try to live in the wilderness for a week, I'm probably going to die. Let's face it. I would love to believe that I'm macho, but I don't think I can pull it off. Now, my friend the red cardinal or hummingbird would beat my ass in survival. They're like just naturally, yep, wintertime. I'm like, what? How is a hummingbird tougher than me? I guess the hummingbird's thinking is like a different perspective. Attitude is everything. The hummingbird's like, well, how could I not be tougher than you? I mean, look at you.
Yeah. And the hummingbird doesn't lose his way. And a lot of humanity has, unfortunately. But
for sure. Yeah. That's when we grow wings, is when you want to go to like degenerate. When loss of humanity, then it's like, oh, we have wings, we're perpetuate a full momentum towards embarking on nothingness.
Yeah, it's quite the spectacle to watch, but I think it will transform, it will change again, but it's sad a little bit to root. Because it's actually what you said, I've been thinking about it a lot. Like, hey, how do you get out of the system? I cannot just survive in the wilderness. Exactly. But now I'm starting to think, wait a minute. But once you find your way back with a certain level of reconnection with nature, you will know. And you don't have to be afraid, because there is some part that knows. That's what I believe personally. And I feel also that's the choice now that we are dealing with. Considering what our governments are doing, you can either go along or you got to go find your way back with that reconnection, because if you don't, you're probably stuck with whatever they're going to push for,
right?
And if you find your way back with the connection with nature, you will find out there's nothing to fear, because that's where we came from in the first place. So yeah,
I think we just is paramount, is huge. I am going to reflect on that throughout the next few weeks. That was a big deal, my friend. Thank you for that insight.
Yeah, it's so important. And I'm also sorry I didn't want to you know, come between what you were going to say, but
it's a free country.
I also
it's
feel
a free country. It's really not.
No. The more they say it, the less free it became. Sadly.
I lost two rights during this conversation. Oh, yeah, there goes another right.
Sure. Yeah, but they become meaningless then.
Well, if you stack up enough meaningless ones, you can make a bridge.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Get out of that crap. Only thing I still wanted to say was to mention that I'm already doing this for a couple of weeks to realize also and to say to the people who probably want to or need to hear it at some level that you know, that people are better than they think they are and also bigger than they think they are. And once you get that concept a little bit around, you can maybe reconnect to something again. And then you'll be somewhat free.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. And it applies to everybody.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I put so much on my shows all the time. Now, lately, a lot of things, good people with good insights about fear and what the deal is with this thing. And the constant running away from it. And yeah, we have no more time to run away from fear. That's what I feel.
Yeah, the way to let go of it is to accept that it's there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Krishnamurti said, it's you, you know, it's part of you. It's not somewhere, somewhere. It's in you. You know? And yeah. It's different from danger, of course, but yeah. The fear is one thing that if that goes, then the whole thing changes. The whole circus changes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're sensibly not frightened, then you can do anything. And I emphasize the sensibly part of not frightened. Sometimes there's a reason to be frightened and sometimes there's not, and you've just got to know which is which.
Yeah, that's the trick. I mean, of course, if they come and take your family or they kill your daughter, of course, that's a very frightening experience. But then the choice is still somewhere, as Gary Zukav said very well, like the choice is still somewhere in a part of you, from what part you're going to choose to react. And that's the hard part. Like, yeah, it's true. There is many parts to you. It's not just the angry part. There's also a good part. But, yeah.
Yeah, courage wouldn't exist if fear didn't exist. Because courage is overcoming fear.
Yeah, exactly. True. Until it's probably not needed anymore. But I do think it's also probably tied into a certain energy form. Because if I think about the Vikings, I think about fearless people. I think about being in that energy form where they were one with nature and they were not afraid to take a little boat across the ocean.
Yeah, exactly.
That's some real powerful energy.
Yeah, from South America to the Philippines to South America, it was literally over an ocean.
Yeah,
on a small boat, trusting that you're going to get enough fish to live.
Yeah, and probably knowing also how to survive, even if that's, I mean, no fear. You know, it's incredible. You can hardly imagine that.
And they probably built the boat in the first place.
Yeah.
By hand, with wood. There it is.
Yeah. That's real living, being one with everything. You know how it works, and then you there's no fear. I mean, probably you realize that death is not even real. So, I mean, that is a real level of living. You have an enormous radiation within you. I mean, a friend of mine, he was on a trip, and he said, I met some people who were living somewhat outside the system, and they had a huge lust for life, a huge, beautiful shining from their eyes. They were free in a certain way. And then
I could believe that.
You can see
that.
I could totally see something like that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel that very strongly, that that this is what happens when you can reconnect, when you can be out there and breathe the fresh air and do what your rhythm is and what your passion is and you know, and do the things that are healthy, connecting, and then you're a completely different human.
That's not the real ink. That's not the real ink at all.
There's no way. I was on. No, that's troll down there in the bottom.
Oh, I didn't even pay attention. I'm not even looking.
He's on anyway, but he's not going to get to speak because I'll just mute him.
Very cool. So, actually, you know what? Wow. Okay, so anyway. I'm actually, what you're talking about, Freedom, I'm starting to see this manifest in smaller ways. In pop culture, you see, just the other day I had a conversation with the new boss's son about van life and hooking up vans, and he openly admitted that he had a friend that did it. He did it for a little bit, you know, souping up vans so you can live out of a van and just traveling and just enjoying that and not chasing after pesos or chasing a pension. Mm-hmm. And I talked about wanting to do it, and that was like my goal coming up. So what I'm saying is, like, there was a time not too long ago where that would have been a shameful thing to mention. Like, it would have been you were reduced in society by, you know, your job wasn't good enough, et cetera, so you're living in a van. But now I think
I don't drink, I don't cuss, I want to ride on the front of the bus.
Right, let's get rid of him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so you know, not only is it respectful now, but it's prosperous to search after life and that freedom that you were talking about, that those people had in their eyes, that people are looking to chase that now rather than having 4 or 5 SUVs, etc. All the conundrums that we've been kind of stuck in up until this point. Now, also, I know you didn't want to get deep, but I can't hold it in anymore. Just one quick thing. So as far as TV and pop culture goes, I also noticed, like, starting like a decade ago, these mini home shows and then the caravan living shows where, like, the girl who's living in a van on that episode that day, they always happen to be attractive. They have a pet dog. It's like, you know, here's this nice thing, and they don't look haggard at all from living in a van for 4 or 5 years. I'm like, really? Like, that thing wouldn't fall apart? It's so what I'm saying is, like, those shows seem to be, like, actors are fake. And I'm wondering, like, because I just feel like we've been controlled and lied this whole time. Like, I wonder how much those shows were put ahead of this whole COVID-19 thing to kind of proposition people in a way. Like, basically, they knew when they came out with these egregious mandates and such that people would be forced eventually to either, like you said, go with whatever that's put in front of us or get back to what we already have inside and go be in nature. And I know they know enough that they know that we're going to react a few ways. Like, if they play E4, they know that we're either going to come out with E5, like knight F6, or I might open up with the Sicilian and the C5 or something. You know, there's like 3 things that are mainly going to happen on the knowledge tree. And I think that's one of them. So I'm just wondering how much of pop culture was really put in front of us to kind of massage that in. Just throwing it out there. I know we weren't supposed to get, maybe that's not deep. I don't know what I'm saying. It's early.
Yeah, it's very, it seems to be very, a control tool. A lot of it, I think. You can now see when it's real and when it's not. Like you said, you can see that. I mean, if your perception is good enough, you'll see, like, okay, this is like a movie. You see, this is not real. You know, you cannot shoot like that. You know, you cannot fight like that. And you see it also. If you've seen real people who are really free, you'll see that there's an expression like none other. You cannot just act that. So, yeah, that you can see. And whether that will be done deliberately, that I don't know. Probably, but could be. But there's a lot of predictive programming, as you call it, yeah, for sure. That I definitely like all the movies that are coming out with apocalypse and this and that and constant reminding of the Second World War. There's a lot of programming in that sense.
Yeah, the apocalypse movies are what sells, though. it's all about what people are prepared to pay for, I think, all that stuff. And disaster movies always make money.
Yeah, of course, there's also a psychological aspect to it, I suppose. So they know, of course, how to sell their movie, their product. So that's the other side of it. Yeah. But I do feel that there is... That's why I couldn't go to the movies anymore, even because it's so much political stuff in it. And you don't want to see that. You want to see a good movie, a good actor, an actress, a good story. But not this propaganda, this political propaganda, always in the movies. That makes it easy for me that I don't have to go anymore.
I think the last movie I went to see was The Joker.
Mm.
And that was quite a heavy movie.
Yeah, with the latest one, you mean?
Yeah. Basically, 2.5 hours of descent into madness.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting, because it all seems to be a psychopathic fantasy that from his bed in the psych ward. From what I saw of it, it was kind of all part of that kind of psychopathic imagination thing.
Mm-hmm.
But a very powerful movie, nonetheless. That was in the mass consciousness for a long time before the movie came out.
Yeah, I have seen that one. Yeah, that was a pretty good movie, at least in a lot of aspects. Yeah, but yeah, it could be like making people somewhat getting used to this kind of thing, or came out because of it. It has been observed a lot. So, yeah, could be.
Yeah, it's difficult to know people's motivations for things, but part of it's obviously making a profit. Part of it might be political sometimes.
Yeah, it's of course a great tool. You can, if it was used for the right means, it could have done a lot of good also, I suppose. And also a lot of psychology. Little things I read about it also sometimes recommend that people go to the movies if they have a difficult with certain experience, because they can see that from another angle in movies or something. So there is some good to it also. But it I think as a medium it could have been used much better for us as humans, just like radio and all that. It has always a good and a negative side to it.
There's more than two ways to look at things, usually.
Yeah, and that's the trick, I believe. That's the problem why we're so easily divided. Because if you do not keep your mind open and realize that you don't know 100%, and that you always should take in at least a little percentage of another option, so that you can still keep going straight on and not being stuck in the left or the right. That would make the difference, and that's pretty difficult for a lot of people.
Yeah, people like certainty. Everybody's attracted to certainty. So when the other option is I don't know anything, or I know very little, and I'm looking, or I'm keeping an open mind, it's less attractive than certainty for most people, including me. I like certainty a lot of the time as well.
Yeah, of course. It is always very nice to have this. And it's not necessary. Certainly, it can only be also achieved when you keep open in a way. I mean, if you go for one thing completely, you block out the other little possibility. It's you don't have the full security, actually. But it depends maybe also a little bit on what sort of thing we're talking about. Because in some things there can be certainty, of course.
I think we can just wander. It's I'm just kind of chilling, so I'm not really too stressy about politics tonight. Sometimes I get that way, and sometimes, usually for 2 or 3 days, I'll get intense about something and do some research and post some shows about a particular topic, and then I let go again and see where it takes me.
Yeah, also, it's hard to because the change is so quick. It's so different every time and so quick that you cannot even hold on to it too long. At least that's what I have. Like, okay, this is happening at this maybe also on purpose, but yeah, if you follow everything, it's too much and too quick. So for me, I take what is needed. I use my feeling to say, okay, this is what I need to know now, and that's what I need to know, and the rest you cannot follow at all. You would be too much.
No, that's it, man. That's it. We're just at the 1 hour mark, so I think that's probably time to wrap up.
Yeah, that was a pretty good show. I like it.
They always are, mate. They always are. Doesn't matter where you start, you just always get to a good place. You just gotta let it.
We had a third guest there. It was great.
Yeah. So it's doing good. I might put a regular Sunday night show onto my list of things to do. So at least we've had some interaction, so that's good. Thanks for coming in, Sean. Appreciate it. Freedom Warrior, as always, appreciate your company.
Yeah, thanks. I really enjoyed it, man.
Same, likewise.
All right, that's good. So I'm going to wrap this up because I'm trying to keep everything to about an hour. My brain doesn't function after about 20 minutes, so an hour's doing pretty good.
All right.
Cheers, guys. I'll see you next time.
Well, thanks. See you next time.